And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama. I'm talking about down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back over to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and Mississippi. Thrown in just for good measure. That's right. And as always, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Hey, listen, it's 4:35 p.m. right now. It is about go-home time for all of us. Some of you guys are already hitting the road right now. Let me just suggest to you, you might want to make a pit stop. I don't mean like get the usual burger. I don't mean like the old drive-thru. I don't mean like something that, you know, you're just like, oh, let's get the same old carry-out we always get. No. How about this? Just Love Coffee Cafe has a breakfast, lunch, and dinner menu. Man, listen, two locations in our listening area for Just Love Coffee Cafe. One out on Hughes Road in Madison, the other on South Parkway in Huntsville. Yeah, but Phil, it's a coffee shop. No, man, it is. But yes, they've got a food menu, sandwiches, wraps, salads. Breakfast, you can have breakfast for dinner if you want to. They've got omelets, they've got waffles, they've got, listen, Just Love Coffee Cafe. It is an unusually good, distinctly different, and very eatable menu, all right? Check them out. Just Love Coffee Cafe, two locations, Hughes Road in Madison, South Parkway in Huntsville. And tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. I get a kick out of it when Travis, the owner, tells me that people are coming in saying they heard about it on the show. All right, I am in number three of the Triple Dipper. Who is it that always like chaps me about trying not make my dippers? Was it John?
Is it JT or John or JT or several
of them always like, Phil, you only got two. Why do you have three dippers if you only get two? I don't know. Maybe we had a lot of show. This has been a great show today, by the way. But number three of the Triple Dipper: trading blows in the woke wars. So let's talk about this. You know, I do this segment. I did it earlier this week. Adventures in Woke World, I often call it. But sometimes, though, I begin seeing stories where I realize that whether one side or the other is literally pushing back, and there are results. There are visible indications that blows are being traded in the woke wars. Well, not the least of which is a story that I've got right here off of Red State. And confirmed by another story off of Fox Business. Let me do the Fox Business one first. So Fox Business, as of yesterday, reports that Disney CEO Bob Iger, remember this, last week, what's his name? Chapek, I think, was his name, the Disney CEO who was so all in on being the woke warrior. Bob Chapek is his name. Bob Chapek was the CEO of Disney. He was the one leading the charge against DeSantis. He was the one forcing all of the, you know, the woke agenda forward. And all of a sudden, he was out. Bam. In one night. It shocked everybody. The CEO of Disney, a major, major multi-billion dollar corporation, out. And a former CEO, Bob Iger, was brought back in. Well, wow. But in the process of sort of coming back to his old seat, having a town hall with staff, Manhattan Institute senior fellow Chris Rufo shared an exclusive video he obtained of the Disney CEO speaking to employees at a town hall where he called for, quote, respect for the audience and no disdain of their views. Oh, a new tone, do we? Respect the audience, he does. He says, we're not going to make everyone happy all the time. We're not going to try to. We're certainly not going to lessen our core values to make everyone happy all the time. But he goes on to say that we're going to be quieting things down on the controversy. What does this mean, pray tell? Well, Red State has their summary of it. Red State says, the headline, November 29th, new Disney CEO folds to Ron DeSantis like a wash-and-wear suit. Trade blows in the woke wars, and guess what happened? Somebody got a black eye, and they had to react. So Red State says big changes are coming to Disney, and the article says, and though I would never have suspected it given past history, it looks like Bob Iger is looking to turn away from overt political activism. By the way, don't confuse Bob Iger with being a conservative. All right, he's not. But what he is saying is he was brought back to probably make things a little more palatable and get back to what we're supposed to be here for, and oh, by the way, let's stop losing hundreds of millions of dollars because we're so busy being woke, we forget that we exist for the entertainment value that brings in money. Iger returned to the role of CEO in the last few weeks, having started Disney's woke revolution many years ago. Yet the company's disastrous battle with Florida's Ron DeSantis has him ready to change course. According to Iger, he regrets the clash with the rockstar Republican governor and will look to move Disney toward a more neutral position in the culture wars. Yeah, baby. Yeah. It says this is a major walk back of Disney's prior policy on political activism. It's also an incredibly smart business move, given how unpopular it has become to force far-left orthodoxy on children. You think? Why that shouldn't even have to be mentioned, but there it is. The article goes on to say, it's easy for Iger to say this stuff, but Disney is infested with left-wing lunatics who believe it's their job to shove a not-so-secret gay agenda down the throats of audiences. Those people are not going to go quietly. There's going to be a lot of entertainment value watching the Disney chaos. Well, it goes on to say this, and I love this. Returning to DeSantis, this is what extreme competence in governance gets you. Not extreme incompetence, extreme competence in governance gets you. When he decided to take on Disney, so many on the right told him he was making a mistake. Some even mocked him, proclaiming he'd never beat such a popular entity in the state of Florida. Well, who's laughing now? Because Disney's new CEO just got up on a stage and folded like a wash-and-wear suit. Good on you, Ron DeSantis, for trading blows in the woke wars. How about this? Here's one that I'm not real fond of. Story off Fox News. So if you were listening last Wednesday, I think it was, we did a segment on the so-called Respect for Marriage Act that was up in the Senate for a potential vote this week. Well, they did. They voted on it, and it passed by a vote of 61 to 36. But there's only 50 Democrats. That means 11 Republicans helped the Democrats pass this bill. That's what it means. The article here from Fox News says a handful of GOP senators, here, I'll name them. You ready? You can almost name them, but I guarantee you some of you out there are already naming some of them in your mind. Roy Blunt, Richard Burr, Shelley Moore Capito, Susan Collins, Joni Ernst, Cynthia Lummis, Lisa Murkowski, Rob Portman, Mitt Romney, Dan Sullivan, Tom Tillis, Todd Young. They were the same ones who helped get this bill past the procedural hurdles to be allowed to get to a final vote, and they're the ones who joined Democrats to vote for it this week. So the so-called Respect for Marriage Act, what does that do? Well, what it does is it codifies gay marriage. Right now, gay marriage is the law of the land by virtue of a court ruling. The Supreme Court ruled in the Obergefell case. They have now codified it. They have said, we're not going to wait around to see whether courts ever change their opinions. We're going to codify it. We're going to make it part of statutory law. Okay, is this necessary? What's the point? Well, some say it's just window dressing. Some say it's just them profiling for their constituency, being a bunch of spotlight rangers who just get busy when people are looking. Others, though, like me, say there's an ulterior motive here because the bill seems to open the door for potential lawsuits against churches and Christian schools and, you know, bakers who don't want to do a cake for a gay wedding and all that to say there's the potential here that could happen. Now, here's the interesting piece. Marco Rubio, Mike Lee, and James Lankford, all three Republicans, tried to add additional amendments that would have protected religious liberties. All of those failed. Why? Why would those fail? Why would anyone vote against religious liberty? And then how is it, though, that Maine's Susan Collins, the Democrat with an R by her name, and another Democrat named Tammy Baldwin, they had an amendment that supposedly protects religious liberty, and it was accepted. Anyway, all that to say, now we get to watch and wait. Do we see another version of where a bill gets put into codification that doesn't seem too scary, but the bureaucrats start making regulations that make it worse than it was ever intended? I don't know, but I suspect so, because the activism on the left side does not take kindly to being told that you don't like what they do. It's not a matter whether you have rights. You don't like what they do. That alone should be just considered grounds for, you know, canceling your business. More to come. More to come. Last story before the break. Ben Shapiro, Daily Wire. Story yesterday. And one of my listeners, I think this was, and are we going to call her, by the way, are we going to call her Paul from Athens' wife? Is that what we're going to call her on the text line?
We can. Her name's Melissa.
It is Melissa.
But
she texted at first, said, this is Paul from Athens' wife. So Melissa, we made us refer to you as Paul from Athens' wife. You know what? We shouldn't do that. We should call him Melissa from husband. Athens husband. That's what we should get. That's better. I just made so many points with Charlene right then on the spot. Daily Wire. Anyway, she was pointing out on the Twitter feed or on the text line that we need to talk about China and Apple colluding together. I pointed out to her, I did a whole segment yesterday where I included that as a part of the China segment. But here's a story I got for you, Melissa, right now. Hope you're listening. Daily Wire, Ben Shapiro, rotten Apple takes aim at free speech in China and on Twitter. Says Apple has been accused of helping China crack down on free speech. And now, according to Ben Shapiro, the tech giant may now be teaming up with the Biden administration and much of the media to silence Americans on Twitter. Pray tell, how would they do that? Do you remember Parler? Anybody remember Parler? Everybody was excited about Parler for a while there. It was the Twitter counterpoint. It was a social media platform where you could go and say things and not worry about cancel culture and being screamed at and doxxed by the left. You could actually speak your mind. It was going to be public discourse back the way it used to be. What happened to Parler? Oh, that's right. Google and Apple and Amazon, I believe, all deplatformed them. And they literally cut them off at the knees. Nobody saw that coming. They didn't know they would do that. They decided, we're not going to host you anymore. Go away. And their multi-million dollar platform died. That's what they're talking about right now with Twitter. Apple is reportedly planning to drop Twitter from its app store. Given the, this is what it says, given the iEverything's maker's ongoing collaboration with the Chinese Communist Party, this is interesting. Apple hasn't confirmed the plan or given a reason why it might be under consideration, but several big companies object to Twitter owner Elon Musk allowing once-banned conservative voices back on the platform. So Shapiro said, Apple stumps for open relations with China because they make a lot of money in China. Meanwhile, Apple cracks down on the protesters in China at the behest of the Chinese government, and now they're apparently cracking down on Twitter. Elon Musk himself tweeted out on Monday that Apple was considering banning the Twitter app and pointedly asked Apple CEO Tim Cook, what's going on here? Well, the two companies, if you remember, they're the ones who dealt the blow to Parler. The concern is, in a swipe at Elon Musk, they might try to deplatform him where it make it very hard for people to get the app. If that happens, there's only two places where you typically download these apps. One is through Google and one is through Apple. Very hard otherwise to be able to access, and it's going to wind up cutting down their productivity. So we'll see what happens. We'll see what trading blows in the woke wars right now. All right, Boomer, take us to the break, brother. We'll do the last break of the day and come right back and wrap this sucker up. I got a couple more. Like, did you know there's some concern about your utility companies having interest bought out by environmentalist wackos? Yeah, we'll talk about it in a minute. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama. Solid conservative, just plain right, saving the world one soundbite at a time. I'm just hanging out with Boomer talking. All of a sudden he goes, oh, we're back on.
I know. I watch the clock, and then we turn and start talking, both. And I hear it.
See the clock. I can see it, too, but I'm just enjoying visiting with you, my brother.
Just enjoying hanging out.
Just hanging out. Hey, listen, before I go any further, speaking of hanging out, some of y'all are hanging out looking for a job. Now, we have one of the best unemployment rates in the nation in Alabama. That's good. That's very good. However, we have one of the worst labor participation rates. So that's not good. What that basically means is those that want a job can get it, but too many people have stopped looking for jobs. That's weird. I don't understand that. It's still one of the post-COVID malaises that we haven't snapped out of yet. It's time. So some of y'all are thinking, it's time for me to get back in the game, man. I got to. Or maybe you're looking for something different than what you do right now. So my friends at ZLA Solutions, they are like epic good at lining up people and jobs. So if you're looking for a job, you might want to check out their website, ZLAUSA.com. They've got great jobs listed right now, big name employers all over the northern part of the state, really out of state too. But the truth is, if you're an employer and you want to fill out the ranks of your workforce, it could be onesies and twosies, it could be specialized, or it could be just filling out an entire shift of people, blue collar, white collar, no collar, it don't matter. They can do the recruiting, the background checks, the drug testing, all of it. I'm just saying, at ZLA Solutions, they like to say they don't make it. They make it better. And that's their gig. Their goal is to help you make your business better. ZLA Solutions at ZLAUSA.com. Hey, really enjoyed the text line today. We didn't always get to every single one of them, but I will say this. One of the funniest ones I just saw, Brian from Huntsville just texted in a moment ago. He said if Space Command goes to Colorado where they have legalized marijuana, we can call it Spaced Out Command.
That's good.
That is good.
That's good. I mean, the text line is getting so big now, it's hard to get to everyone.
Yeah. Yeah. I enjoy it, though.
It's awesome. I love reading all of them.
Yeah.
And then I forget which one I read.
And some of them are a lot funnier than us.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Hey, wrapping up my section here on trading blows in the woke wars, just so you know, your utility company, why would that be controversial? Well, because sometimes those utility companies are publicly traded. And sometimes they get shares bought out in a majority fashion by groups like Vanguard that openly tries to push for ESG, the environmental, social, and governance standards that mean, you know what, it's not about how you do your business, it's about what you do with your business. So a group of 13 Republican attorneys general, according to Daily Caller, led by Utah's Attorney General Sean Reyes and 12 other Republican attorneys general, have literally requested that the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission step in and block large asset manager Vanguard from buying shares in publicly traded electricity providers due to that firm's history of environmental activism. You don't think about this, but like, okay, a utility company? Yeah, man, yeah. You know what they can do? They can come in there and they can mandate that they start increasing their portfolio of quote-unquote green energy or sustainable energy sources. What does that do? It drives up your rates. What does that do? It also drives up the maintenance costs and everything else it takes to run the utility. So, yes, it can mean something here if you've got a group like Vanguard, which earlier pressured Berkshire Hathaway Energy, which owns the Utah Public Utility Pacific Corps, to have to publish its climate disclosures and do things that were otherwise not beneficial to the consumer, but they just fit their ESG bent. Well, 13 attorneys general trying to get it stopped, trying to get the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission to hold hearings to see whether or not this is good public policy. I can tell you right now, it's not. All right, last one for the day. I won't get to all the ones I've got. But trading blows in the woke wars. Yeah, Congressman Devin Nunes. I'd forgotten about this, but back in 2021, MSNBC's radical leftist host Rachel Maddow had made some pretty egregious on-the-air comments about Devin Nunes, claiming that he, quote-unquote, accepted a package from a Russian national named Andrei Derkach, and literally saying that he was acting in the form of a Russian agent, Devin Nunes was. Well, Congressman Nunes has refused to answer questions of what he received from Andrei Derkach, she said. He refused to show the contents of the package to other members of the intel community. He refused to hand over she was making crap up, Rachel Maddow. So what did he do? He filed a defamation suit. Now, when you're a public figure, there's a very high bar to file a lawsuit for defamation. But Nunes did. And as of today, yesterday actually, U.S. District Judge Kevin Castle did side mostly with NBC, but did also find, though, the network may have actually defamed Nunes and would not throw out the case, and Nunes is allowed to move forward in a defamation claim against NBC. Good for you, Congressman Nunes, trading some blows in the woke wars. All right, folks, that's a full day, man. Listen, tomorrow we got that interview with recording artist Stephen Curtis Chapman at 3 o'clock. You're not going to want to miss that. It was a great time. All right, Phil Williams and Boomer, Right Side Radio. Back tomorrow. We'll see you then.